Blog Talk Radio.
Silhouettes of tiny breath holding on. Little tears in all the years holding on. On tonight.
Oh, man.
Everyone, and good evening, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 169 and counting. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome everyone aboard tonight again. All you returning listeners, thank you for coming back and spreading the word out there, because all of us can make a difference. We just got to at least try out there. And all you new listeners, welcome aboard. Hope you enjoy the show and keep coming back, because the animals do need our voices out there. They can't speak for themselves. We have to stand up and speak out for them, for their rights, and to be treated with dignity and respect. And let's say goodbye to, you know, mistreatment of animals, unfair, laws. We need stricter laws and harsher penalties, not a slap on the wrist. I have a number of I want to give out every, you know, week to everyone to let you know that, hey, your voice does matter. All of voices do matter. All lives matter out there, including all the animals. The number to call your state representative or your senator is area code 202-224-3121, and I will repeat that, area code 202-224-3121. It's going to ask for your zip code. Press 1 for senator, press 2 for your state representative. You can call them 24/7 after hours and weekends. You could leave a voicemail. Try to be, professional and polite, because we all, you know, we're all going to work together instead of apart, because we could get farther that way. So everyone, do make them calls, you know, write them emails, write those letters, do those faxes. All this really does matter, so don't ever think it doesn't. Just tell your friends, your family, your coworkers, your neighbors to get involved, because, you know, I've asked several people out there, and then they don't know or how to contact the representative or knew who they were, and I would lead them the way. So when that victory comes in, that big smile comes across, it doesn't stop there. And, if you know, never think that you're defeated, because once we give up on the animals, we automatically lose. So never think, you know, if you're tired and get burnt out after a while fighting, take a little break, you know, away, and come back even stronger, because we can't give up, everyone, because, you know, these victories seem like they take forever. But let's stick together, let's stand together, and become stronger together. You know, share on Facebook, put it in out there in the, the news feed. You got to go viral on all these social networks. Let your fingers do the walking and keep on talking for the animals. I just want to go a couple things here. If you are new to Blog Talk Radio, the chat room is open. If you'd like to come in and join in, just sign in from Blog Talk Radio. You can sign in from Facebook or Twitter and go stroll past the comments, and a chat room will appear, and there'll be links in there. And also, all these shows are recorded live every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern and archived on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Debbie Dahmer. I am the host and producer. Want to welcome everybody on board. Shows number 1 through 163, Voices Carry for Animals, is archived on Marty Oakley TS Radio. She is, I tell you, a great team player, and we become close, and she helped me set up this network. Thank you, Marty Oakley. You rock out there, and we're going to continue to be team players. If you have any questions or want to get a hold of me, email me at voicescarryforanimals@aol.com and send me any information that you have, bios, Facebook pages or groups, websites, videos, petitions, and you're more than welcome to come on board. This is all teamwork, everyone. Teamwork wins out there. It's like magic. So the bigger this audience is, the better. And the faster the changes will be made for all the animals. They so well deserve, because they are awesome. You know, I wish that all animals could live in peace and cruelty free, and live in comfort, and just, you know, have the freedom they deserve out there, the rights, because we can do it, everybody. I want to go ahead and on with this show, and this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. I'm Marty Oakley. There is an article on tonight's show, and it will be every week. At the bottom of the article, you can share to other social media sites. You can follow on the PPJ Gazette on the right-hand column under the share, and just press follow, and you will be alerted in your primary email every time there is a show, a new show or podcast comes up. We can all do this, everyone. And also on Blog Talk Radio, you can follow this show from there also. And keep this website, this is the main promo, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescarryforanimals. And if you sign in on Blog Talk from either Facebook or Twitter, you can follow this show. You will be alerted in your primary email. I want to go ahead and get started with this show, and want to welcome back Paws Across America Advocacy. Everyone, they've been on the show before. Cecilia Maida is the founder. And let's say some prayers for her. She's having some health problems and needs a kidney transplant. We wish you the best, Cecilia, out there. And we got your back, so we're going to do this. I'm going to bring in the first guest, Donna Quinn. She's a New York State leader of Paws Across America Advocacy. How are you doing this evening, Donna? Welcome to Voices.
I'm doing great, Debbie.
Animals.
Great, Debbie. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, so far so good. I'm ready to rock the airways and get this radio show going and rocking and shaking. We want to do a shout out to your husband and your pets out there. So we want to go and give them their name and we'll say hello to them.
Yeah, Mr. Chef, of course. He's the biggie, and then we've got Clover, Sassy, and Gia, and they're all in the bedroom. Dad's babysitting.
All right. Hello, Dad, and the furry loved ones. We're thank you for listening in now. Because I'll tell you, it takes all of us to come together, Donna, you know. Yes, it does. And before we get started, I want to give a big thank you to all the Facebook pages out there that support this show every week from the beginning and out there putting on their pages, take action, help ban animal gas chambers on Facebook. Everyone, check them out. Megan Mason, Holly Smith, thank you. Voices Care for Animal Support Group on Facebook. I'm one of the admins, and all the other admins on there, thank you so much. The Paul's Call Show, Leo Webster Foster, thank you. Fans of Animal Rights. These are all on Facebook, everybody. Check them out. And that is Arlene, Help Fight the War Against All Animal Cruelty, Evelyn Pendle, and Debbie Wiseman. Our Eisman, I'm sorry. And thank you and happy birthday, Evelyn Pendles. Her birthday was the other day. Voices for Animals on Facebook, thank you so much. A Voice for Animals, Twitter, Sean Walters, Paul's Pet Foundation, Sam Diaz. I see all these team players out there. We all keep coming together and doing our thing and getting the word out there, positive changes for, you know, positive futures for all four-legged friends and furry friends in need. Donna, I wanted to really thank you for all you're doing for New York State. And we got Cecilia Maid is back on this, the founder of Paws Across America Advocacy. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started? Go right ahead. You're live and on air.
Alrighty. Well, I have done a lot of networking, and I have rescued. I'm a foster failure for sure, five times over. And I just could not do any more of the rescuing at my age, and I wanted something, so I was contributing. And all of a sudden, it just fell in my lap. I met Cecilia online, and her vision was to have all these states and to get the message out. Animals need our voice, okay? They don't have a voice of their own. And I got it. I got it right from the beginning. And I know, and as much as I hate to bring the political part in, that's where rescue starts. We don't get the laws changed. We're not helping these animals. You can rescue all day and all night. You know, I used to go to bed every night crying because of all the animals that were dying and being abused. I can't do that no more. Didn't feel like I was contributing what I could. So when I got with Paws, Cecilia guided me. I didn't think I could do it. Being a leader, I've never been a leader. I didn't think anyways, but I guess I am. It's a bunch of beautiful people. They all love animals. We all work diligently to support Paws, to support Cecilia's vision. And we're making a difference, you know, and that's the main part. We don't only just work with legislation. That's one of the big points that we do because laws need to be changed. But where there's an animal, if it's a wild animal, a factory farm animal, and any of our companion animals, we're there. If we need to be and we can help, we're there. All of us, all of the leaders, we kind of have our own little thing besides, because there's so much to advocacy. There's so much out there. It does take a village. So everybody kind of takes their own little thing. I know I've got some beautiful people up there in Oregon and Washington that are on the puppy mill crisis. And we have Jennifer, the co-founder of Paws, and she's into several different things, the unchaining of animals. And, what I do up here in New York is I lean more for the inclement weather because our winters have been so horrendous and we've lost so many dogs being out in the cold, you know. So we each fight our own little fight with the basic ending being we have to get legislation and we have to get laws changed. We have to make stiffer penalties. The judges and the DAs. The DAs, they're kind of at fault too because they would rather plea bargain than to get them for, you know, they'll plea bargain a felony down to a misdemeanor. That's not going to work. We need to hold these felonies. We need to have these DAs step up to the plate and give these abusers what they deserve. And we need judges to set the maximum penalties. If you set the maximum penalties, people are going to think twice about doing it, you know. And, you know, I'm just sure that everybody's sick of seeing all this abuse, especially on Facebook. I never realized that America had as many abusers, animal abusers in it, as what we do have. You know, it's horrific, and we have to stop it, you know. And Paws is just one way. There's a lot of great groups out there, and if we can all merge together, we all want the same goal, you know, merge together. And, you know, together we're going to be stronger. And that's what it's going to take. It takes a village, for sure. So,
that is so
but,
true,
too.
A village, you know, coming together. Because, you know, under one roof, Donna, you know, and I know, there are so many groups, and Facebook pages, even on other social media, to help the animals out. You know, and so all of us under one roof, action takers, you know, whatever you do with those comments, make, you know, sit down and write an email, sign petitions, share the petitions. Petition holders, when you have a petition out there, you know, get it, all the signatures downloaded, get with, make an appointment with a politician and get these changes made, because the more of us voices and action takers out there, the faster these changes will be made for all the animals, because they all deserve equal, you know, be treated equally and not put on the back burner, you know, or swept under the carpet, or the rights denied. I've seen some horrific videos and photos of animals just in so much suffering and pain. Donna, they can't call this radio station. They can't call the police. They can't go out and, and petition. You know, they are depending on us, just like for food and water, you know, their home needs, their health needs. They need us, and we have to, you know, be there for them, because if we don't, they have no hope to carry on, and we're sharing this earth together, you know, temporarily, so we got to make the best of it for ourselves and animals. So everyone, please
do
your part. You know, every effort counts out there. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I can tell you for sure, a lot of people get, you know, they get sick of seeing the petitions, but the petitions are the first step to get a law. Okay. They need X amount of signatures, you know, and then that gets, you know, that's where it starts. And I can't express how important it is. You see a petition, sign it. If it has something to do with helping animals, sign it. There's a reason those petitions are put out there, and they're not cheap. A person that does a petition and they're going to take it to their legislators, okay, they've got to make copies, okay? And sometimes these petitions can cost $100 to $200 or $300. These are people that do it out of their own pocket, you know? So don't think a petition's stupid. Sign it. We really need them signed, you know? And what I wanted to say is PAWS works in so many different areas to help animals. The main thing that we're working on tonight is the King's Amendment. A lot of people have heard about it, but they don't really understand it. And I think we should bring Christina in, because she is really, she's pretty knowledgeable to everything with it. Because it's not only going to affect animals if this gets passed, it's going to affect us people too. Okay? And a lot of people don't realize this. And that's kind of our theme for tonight, is this King's Amendment, because it is so very, very important. You know, we have to let our legislators know that we oppose it. We do not want it. You know, this is a horrific amendment. And why it's been passed or pushed into the farm bill, I have no idea. But it is, it's there, and it can be horrific for everybody, including us humans. So,
okay,
you know,
all right,
Christina will be able to explain a lot better.
Yeah, I'm going to bring her on, so you just stay right on air, okay?
All right. Mm-hmm.
And our next guest, is everyone, is Christina Anderson. She's the Oregon state leader of PAWS Across America Advocacy. And there's a big on Friday, June 1st, at 11 a.m. PST time, there's an all state capitals nationwide rally for these animals. So please, PAWS Across America has it on Facebook. And you could, they have different, all the different states. So all you have to do is check in with whatever state you're in, PAWS Across America, to get involved. And, you know, it could be, it's going to be a peaceful, you know, rally. So you can get your signs and your get made. You can go to the dollar stores, get the poster boards for a dollar, your markers. You could get creative and bring some people if you're available and speak out for the animals. That's how we get this all done. But I want to bring on Christina Anderson. I want to welcome her aboard. Christina Anderson, welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 169. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great.
All right. Welcome.
I hope my phone makes it through the whole thing. Yeah, we're really trying to get all avenues of advocacy to get a hold of their congressional leaders and ask them, beg them not to support the King Amendment. Officially, it's known as the Protect the Interstate Commerce Act. And basically, it will pretty much take all control from our states away from their, out of their control. It will go to the lowest bidder as far as animal welfare is concerned, and so on and so forth. Like Maryland's prohibition on poultry products containing arsenic, that would be thrown out. It would undermine that. North Carolina's requirement that hog farm manure lagoons and spray fields are at least 1,500 feet from occupied residents, that would be gone. Georgia's ban on the sale of dog meat would be gone. It would nullify that. It affects not just farm and dairy animal welfare, but also all the hard work that different counties and different states have done, and California, who just passed it statewide, puppy mill bans. That would be null and void. The fur trade ban that just came out in San Francisco would be banned. We would have no control over products that are sold in our state. We would have no way to, effectively create a better environment for these poor animals, because whatever state has the lowest, animal welfare is the state that they're going to go by. Now I'm not real proficient in our Constitution, but they say that this actually violates our 10th Amendment, which guarantees states the rights to point and standards and direct conflicts with Republican lawmakers to delegate what we can bring in. And you're going to have problems with child labor. I mean, it affects everything. It affects public health, environment, labor and law enforcement. I mean, it just everything. Anything that is under the USDA is going to be affected by this. And it's got to be stopped. Now, Senator King from Iowa tried doing this, I believe, in 2014. It didn't work, but he's got some, big folks behind him backing him, those that are putting out all of this horrible industrial products for, our fields and whatnot,
It reverts to money. That's what the bottom line is. It all reverts to the rich for money, In case anybody doesn't understand, Senator Representative Stephen King, he's from Iowa, okay? He is the gentleman, so to speak. He actually defends dog fighting, cock fighting, okay? He is not an animal person at all. He will fight.
Yeah.
He campaigns against every and all legislation that protects animals, okay?
Oh.
He's done it since 2004 and on up, And he's just a very, very bad person as far as animals go. If you're not rich, okay, forget it. Back in 2004, if my memory is straight, and that's questionable, but he made an open statement that he defends dog fighting, and if we allow people to fight, boxing, etc., what's wrong with animals fighting? Okay, well, my feel on this is people have a choice. And most of these guys, these boxers, these fighters and all that, they do it for the money, okay? Dogs don't have a choice.
And they don't die when they do it.
Exactly. Usually they don't die, okay?
Yeah.
With these dog fighting rings, okay, it's horrendous, And we have Stephen King, Representative Stephen King to thank for all this. We don't need it. We don't want it. You know, and back in 2007, he opposed stiffer penalties for the transport of fighting animals across state lines. He didn't want it. That's awful funny. I wonder why he didn't want it. Well, we introduced it anyways in 2000. I'm trying to think. It was right after Michael Vick. Just right after Michael Vick was raided. Okay, the law finally did pass. You know, but then in 2012, 2013, he was back at this new King's Amendment. He's been trying to get it put in all these years, and we keep fighting him out. But he's getting more powerful, okay, with the Congress that we've got and, you know, and everything. So we have to stop him. Go ahead, Christine. I just wanted to put that in there in case people that weren't, you know, didn't know who this gentleman was.
Yeah, he doesn't have the best interests of not only of the animals but of people either. I mean, this is something that can nullify the elevated regulations on child labor, handling of dangerous farm equipment, importing of diseased products like firewood and bee colonies, shark finning, standards on your seeds and not altered. The sale of products like raised fish, raw milk, labeling on products, the BPA baby foods containers and labeling for consumers, you know, the chemicals and stuff that cause birth defects. I mean, all of this is going to be affected. It's, you know, small farmers are going to be put out of business. There's farmers in Missouri that are worried about a chemical, and I'll probably not pronounce it right, if I can even remember how it's pronounced, but it's basically for seeds, GMO seeds and that sort of stuff, and, you know, but the type of chemical that they're using to on these, which, you know, from what I understand, they were supposed to have to use chemicals on GMO seeds, but it drifts in the air. And when it gets onto farmland and agricultural growth of seeds that are not GMO, it destroys them. It can destroy the whole crop.
Yep.
And so these farmers that, you know, are not growing GMO seeds, you know, their farms are, you know, their soybean farms and small grain farms and so on and so forth, and even cattle and whatnot in the, you know, in that area can be all destroyed, injured, or killed even, or even die from this. It affects corn, soybean, wheat, this
gets passed on to us. Gets passed on to us humans in one form or another.
I think it's called dicamba is the name of the pesticide that they're talking about. But it just flows in the air, you know, and it gets into the water quality, and it also affects workers, and there's health concerns there, along with the animals and along with crops and so on and so forth. And that's just Missouri. That's just one thing going on in Missouri that, you know, that this will affect.
Whoa.
But there's something in every state, and there's legislation going on to protect the animals, protect the workers, protect the consumers, and all of it will go to the lowest bidder as far as what the, you know, protections are. You know, when it gets into the hands of the federal government, they're going to give it to the lowest bidder, to whatever state's got the lowest standards. And each state is not going to have the opportunity to say, hey, you can't bring that product and sell it in our state because your standards are so low or you have none because of this bill, because of this amendment.
Nope.
Okay, ladies, I got Donna and Christina. You can stay on air. I got Jennifer coming on, the founder or co-founder of Paws Across America. She's waiting to speak also, and she was the first show, everyone, coming back this year, 2018, and I can't thank her enough. Jennifer, you're live and on air. Kennedy, go ahead.
Well,
welcome,
hi there, all you
back.
Awesome animal warrior ladies.
Hey, Jennifer.
always a pleasure to be in good company of like-minded individuals that just they're in beast mode, and beast mode never sleeps when we're when it comes to fighting for the animals.
That's true.
So thanks, for having. No, we can't. We really can't give up because, we're all that the animals have. If it's not us, who? You know?
Right, exactly.
So we have to always take that stance is that, not to, just depend on, well, someone else will do it. And no, it's us. It's us. We have to do it. So thanks for having Paws Across America Advocacy on the air again. Debbie, appreciate it. And hello, Christina and Donna.
No problem.
They're
hello.
Awesome.
Always welcome.
Hi. No, very awesome team leaders. I really appreciate these two ladies have really amazingly just stepped up to the plate because, as you know, I've kind of had to sort of step to the side taking up the campaigns, Break the Chains campaign within Defense of Animals, and we've just started up a Banned Puppy Mills Forever campaign that we have going. Both national campaigns, but like with with Paws Across America, I mean it's all focused on legislation, and so it all, like you said, it all just ties together, and so that's kind of what I've been doing, spending most of my my waking hours involved in getting the word out there and getting people to promote it, and so they know about it. Because we're also, as a part of the Unchaining campaign, it also is trying to tie in what are often labeled as working dogs, such as sled dogs. I don't know how many of you have seen the different stories in the headlines on the Iditarod that just happened in March, and a lot of the kind of the scandals that have been surrounding doped dogs and dogs dying from being forced to do these
yep.
runs. And what a lot of people don't realize is the majority of these dogs that run the Iditarod, they live a life of misery in plastic barrels and tiny boxes 24/7 when they're not racing. This is their life. And so often their mushes are like, look at them. They want to run. They're athletes, and they're not like regular dogs. They're super athletes, as if, they talk about them as if they're machines. And so, they want to run, and it's like, well, wouldn't you want to run if you were stuck on a 6-foot chain in all kinds of weather
24/7.
All through the rest
yep.
of the year? I'd be like, I kind of want to run too, but, I'd rather not run 4 Olympic marathons back-to-back, thank you. We're really wanting to include, because often these quote-unquote working dogs are omitted from any type of anti-chaining or extreme weather regulations because they are seen more as product or like in agriculture, because the USDA exempt them from protection. Because oftentimes they're breeders, they're breeding them and they're out in the elements. And so that's a big part of what we're working there. And so that keeps me pretty busy. So I really major kudos handing over to Christina and Donna. And I know, bless our Cecilia, she's fighting her own fight for her health. And we definitely wish her the best in that she can get her kidney transplant. So we're sending out
yeah.
prayers and support for her as well. But yeah, she had a wonderful vision, and these ladies they just really are jumping in there. And as you can hear, they're very versed in so many of these pieces of legislation happening discussing the King Amendment. Just recently watching his video of when he was presenting it in the meeting, what it basically kind of looks like it boils down to, he's promoting that all states basically be forced to intercommerce with each other. And so no single state can say, hey, we don't receive your products. So basically what he's saying in this video, that he claims it's against, and I forget which amendment it is, but that any particular state cannot have the right to prohibit commerce from any other state. So he's upset that our California restrictions on our hen, our cage, the cage sizes for our hens, our laying hens, we want larger larger cages for our hens, and he's upset that California regulators are going into Iowa measuring their cages and saying, you know what, your cage sizes are really tiny, they don't measure up to our standards, so no, we won't receive your eggs coming in from Iowa in your itty-bitty battery cages, and we will not receive them into California. So he is very, very upset about that, and so he wants to step in and go, no, these states, any particular state does not have the right. But as you're seeing, as you're saying there, that would go across the board. That would include any protective legislation, like you mentioned, the anti-puppy mill bill that happened in California just recently that will not accept a puppy mill dogs being shipped in from these other states to be sold in pet stores. We won't allow that in California. Well, like you said, that will be nullified. So, yep. So yes, definitely, everybody, we just really urge you, like Donna and Christina said, call your congressman, call your federal representatives and say, please reject this horrific, wretched amendment to this, to this bill, the King Amendment. It's horrific. I mean, it's a nightmare for the animals, and so much progress. So many of us have fought so hard to you know, for higher standards for animals in these different states, and that would be nullified. So, yeah, it is a big no. So we urge everyone.
And
yes, absolutely.
And ladies, everybody can stay on line. We got a caller calling in from area code 206. You're live and on air. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals. You have any comments or questions for the guests, please go right ahead.
Hi, everybody. I'm sorry. This is Jackie. I'm one of the other administrators, and I had hoped to be well enough to be
on
the program.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
I just wanted to say
another
you
awesome
guys
lady.
Are doing great. I just want to say you guys are doing great. I just wanted, and Debbie actually just made the point I wanted to make sure was really clear, was the Steve's amendment would override every state's own rules. It would throw out every bit of progress that's been made.
Horrific.
On puppy mills, on the all the mill bred animals, on all of the GMO product growth. It's just absolutely, it's like a holocaust. This bill can't pass. And I've just tried so hard to just reach out with no voice through the computer to just rattle everyone's cage. Call your senators, call your representatives, email them, just blast them. Don't pass this thing. So I just wanted to, you know, get my comment in on that. And I promise I'll have my voice back by your next pause show.
Thank you for all you do, too, Jackie. You're awesome. All you ladies are amazing.
All in. You know, that takes, and we hope you feel better. You know, stay on Facebook.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, when I get the flu, I don't get just the flu. I get the flu and whooping cough and lung infections all at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, I'll let you guys get back to the show. I won't interrupt you with my raspy voice.
Well, get better. Thank you for fighting so hard and all you do for Paws Across America, Jackie.
You
yes,
guys,
thank you, Jackie.
And thanks for providing this forum.
Oh, no problem. It's always my pleasure. And everybody, the same number, if you want to load in your contacts to listen to the show every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, is area code 310-982-4270. Press 1 to speak. I'm just asking to try to refrain from any noises in the background, conversations.
You mean like my
TVs,
dog barking?
Radios. Well, the dogs are excusable, okay? Because they're loud. The louder you bark, the more you're
hurt.
She's
just throwing her 2 cents in.
But that's the number every week. And can, you know, keep it in your contacts because it will not change. You can listen to the show or call in. So please spread the word.
Okay, great.
You know, promote this show on the left side of the screen if you do have the promo to all social media sites. So, you know, you can email, copy it, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, you know, the WordPress. This list is huge. So, and I want to thank everybody out there, even Deb Padavano, who's listening tonight. I call her my press agent. She's awesome. And another animal warrior sister. So thank you, Deb. And
great.
We got, if anybody wants to call in, you can call in right now. And I got Cecilia Maida. She's waiting in the queue to come on. So I'm going to bring her on so everybody can stay on air and let her speak and say what she needs to say. The founder of Paws Across America, everyone. So if you want to call in, 310-982-4270, press 1, and I'll let you in. Welcome aboard, Cecilia. Welcome back to Voices Care for Animals, number 169. How are you? Go right
I'm
ahead.
I'm fine,
You're
Debbie.
Thank you
I'm,
for
yeah,
calling
okay,
in.
Hi there. How are you? I'm so glad to be
hi,
back
Cecilia.
On.
Hi, everybody.
Hey,
hi.
Hey, Cecilia.
And first of all, I want to let all of you know it's amazing to be hearing all of your voices and to hear I have a wonderful team leaders across the United States, you know, keeping Paws going in my absence because most of y'all are aware I have my serious health issues, a genetic kidney disease called polycystic kidney disease, and I am trying to get a kidney transplant at this time. And Jackie, the one with the raspy voice, she was kind enough. She sounds, bless her heart, she sounds so horrible. She was kind enough to help me set up a GoFundMe so we can cover the 20% that my insurance won't cover and the travel and accommodations of my incredible donor. And I'm just praying she's going to get cleared that would be coming from Texas to California and, you know, would be out here for weeks and everything. So anyway, but I haven't been able to be online. So but there was this King's Amendment was so critical that I was, you know, I said I was going to rest up so I could make sure that I came on to the show because when I got involved with Paws, the King's Amendment was part of it. And everybody's covered very articulately that whenever, if the King's Amendment passes, which, by the way, it was attached to the Farm Bill and it did pass. So now it's a matter
yeah.
of not allowing them, you know, we got to stall them and keep them from implementing it, et cetera. But the King's Amendment, basically, I want y'all to understand the history of why it even came into being. Why is there a King's Amendment? Why would a Senator King of Iowa, Senator Steve King of Iowa, that I call Senator Death to Animals, why would he do an amendment like this? And what happened was several years back, Dianne Feinstein of California wrote sweeping legislation against the big ag people. She that was the big downer cows whenever they had the large beef recall that went across the nation and everything. She wrote legislation to have more humane treatment for slaughter animals in the slaughterhouses in California. She went ahead and went all out. She banned battery cages for laying hens. She demanded that they have larger cages for laying hens, larger cages for gestating sows, which are pigs in crates, so that they weren't so confined, stacked on top of each other. They were pooping on their heads and that they couldn't turn around in a circle. Which is horrifyingly inhumane. And so, but when that happened, pandemonium took place across the entire United States of America in Congress because the big ag people were like, oh, my God, if this goes across the country, you know, we don't want this. They want there to be zero animal welfare rights so they can freely abuse the factory farms. And this all goes back to the profits of the factory farms. And they have to keep the animal welfare laws weak and or they can't abuse factory farm animals, and it cuts into their profits. So, like, you know, we said, let's go cage-free, let's go cage-free. They went, okay, fine. So they went and put, like, you know, 1,000 hens in a dark room with no windows, you know what I mean? But they won't open the doors and let them go outside and go peck in the dirt, you know, because that would cost money. They'd have to round them up or whatever. But anyway, the Senator King's bill is that he was the one who came in and wrote this King's Amendment, which would basically – and he's tried to attach to the Farm Bill every year, and we've staved him off. But this year we lost because of the fact, when the new Congress came in, they're very pro-big ag, and that's what happened is now they have allowed the King's Amendment to be attached to the Farm Bill, and it's one of the most deadly amendments to all animal welfare. It would erase everything that we worked on for decades. And I also have a 963-page petition sitting in my kitchen right now against Senator Steve King, where he says, if animals, I mean, if humans can fight, why can't animals? I mean, the man has no respect for animals at all. That's why, and he drafted this bill. But anyway, when I saw that it went got attached to the Farm Bill, I almost had heart failure because it's that deadly. But just to give you guys an idea, like, you know, they want to take away the state's ability and the right of the people to, like, do petitions and everything and initiatives to improve the humane treatment of animals on factory farms and any type of big ag. And so I just now today saw good news for California, because we pretty much almost lead the nation in the most pro-animal legislation in America, and that's because of, like, Senator Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer that we had for so long. But anyway, today the Humane Society in California got enough signatures to put onto the ballot in November a measure that would demand that in our state that we can, you know, have larger gestation crates, ban battery cages and everything.
Yes.
Now, see, mind you, Dianne Feinstein's already passed these laws, you know what I mean? But now we're having to put it on the ballot to protect it again from this Congress right now that's trying to repeal everything we've ever accomplished because they want the animals to have no rights. And that's what I just want y'all to understand. That King's Amendment came because one state, California, made the strongest animal welfare laws in the nation, and they did not want them to take off across the country.
Oh,
exactly.
My.
And now they're trying to, and they never had the power, but now Congress is letting them do it. And we have to stop them at all costs if we don't want every single animal right that we've ever fought for in every state to be erased by one senator's amendment, and it's called the King's Amendment.
Terrific.
And it already passed the House, okay? And so everybody this is when we need SOS, everybody. And also I want to mention, you know, Paws Across America, we have the rally June 1st. And when this is calling on everybody, any group you are, you don't have to even be associated with Paws. Just walk out the door and do your rally on June 1st, and you will know that across this nation there are other people rallying on the exact same day as you. We're trying to get a national audience where we get enough people that are willing to step out, whether it be the horse people, the puppy mill people, the anti-chaining people, whatever your the weather, anything. You know, if it's Save Nosy the Elephant, anything that's out there, you know what I mean, is step into the streets, but on June 1st, on the same day, because you'll know that you're part of a big group. And that's what I want to say, and I also wanted to just tell everybody thank you so much for carrying on my vision in my absence when I'm not able to be online, and I hope to be able to pop on, and hopefully you guys can get out there, and if you know anybody out there, you know, wanting to donate a kidney or something, be sure and reach out to me on Facebook and stuff, because I'm looking for backup donors. I know that's disgusting, but whenever you get to this point, that's one of those questions I have to ask.
But Cecilia, wish you the best and prayers to you, my friend.
Yeah.
You know, and keep the faith. That's what you got to do. And
I will. And hearing all you got, y'all all got a great handle on Paws Across America continues on, but right now, one thing at a time. But one thing I want you to remember too is that we have elections coming up. And this is the moment in time you need to stop and think. When I go vote, do I ever take the animals in consideration? Because they need you to get political for them, and they need you to go to the Legislative Fund Scorecard at www.hslf.org and go look at the scores, because you may be sitting here going and voting in a guy who's got a score of zero just because of the fact you want to go, oh, I vote D, I vote R, you know what I mean? But you need to vote for the animals and go look at their actual scores. And if you're voting for somebody who has a zero, you better sit down and have a meeting with them and go, if you don't put a one and a zero in front of this, I'm going to boot your butt and vote for somebody else, you know? And that's what this is all about, is voting in pro-animal legislators. And right now we have a very anti-animal Congress in place, and right now the animals are paying the price with horrifying suffering. They're already right now getting ready to start hunting the grizzly bears up in Yellowstone.
Oh, that's good.
They're going after all kinds of things, guys. This is an SOS to America. The animals need help. But anyway, guys go
and
after
all,
it.
And all of this falls under the King Amendment. All of it.
This
the hunting and predators and how they're doing it. And I just want to say that there is numerous bipartisan groups out there. The National Conference of state legislators, the National Governors Association, agriculture, public health, environmental, labor, and law enforcement, state government groups that are all opposing this.
Nice.
So there's a lot. But it's a closed group that's going to vote us in. That's, you know, and nobody's going to have their say.
And
so
I want to add one other thing, too, most people have not paid attention to in this new Congress. We have in charge of the USDA, the current administration, appointed Sonny Perdue of Perdue Chickens Factory Farms to run the USDA, if that gives you an idea of what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
They're one of the worst animal abusers in the country, and they now run the USDA. That's how anti-animal this new Congress is. If that gives you an idea of what you're dealing with.
We got too many issues and not enough action takers and voices. So everybody go out there and recruit. We need some voices out there because there's a lot of nonsense going on.
We need an army.
We need a big, peaceful army. Okay, and everybody,
you
got to
make sure you vote in those your congressional leaders, and as well as your state and house and senate leaders, and your governors, and city commissioners and county commissioners that have a good platform on animal rights, because it doesn't just affect the animals; it also affects mankind. You know, the violence doesn't stay in the box. It has no borders, and there's a direct link between all this animal abuse and human abuse. So it's a huge issue, and we can't change these laws. We can't make them better. We can't protect the animals and our elderly and children and the rest of society if we can't work with the lawmakers to do it.
Well, yeah,
so
for example, voting is
going to be key.
Well, for example, in Kentucky, I haven't checked recently on the status of the bill offhand. When you see so many different bills coming in front of you, you're just like, okay, which one? But Kentucky, as most of us know, is number 50 in animal welfare in the entire country. They have, and I know a lot of people, it's a taboo subject, but they, I think it's the second time. Last year, I believe it was presented, and then this year it was presented again, an anti-beastie bill. Okay, it's a very disgusting topic. Most people don't want to talk about it, don't want to even admit that it exists, but it most definitely exists, and it's an epidemic. It's a problem all across this country. And Big Ag, the Kentucky Farm Bureau, has come in to reject the anti-bestiality bill so that they can artificially inseminate their cows. And are afraid that would be considered bestiality. So I saw with my own eyes, just looking online, doesn't take much, go on there, how they came out and by the hundreds to lobby and support this type of bill and go to their lawmaking and to their, I believe it was to Frankfurt, to push their agenda and to make sure bills like this don't come through. But this, I mean, affects, yes, man and animal. I mean, why would you reject something? Why would you reject a bill that does not allow animal rape? I mean, seriously, that's so disgusting.
Exactly.
I don't
a lot of these bills have been introduced into Congress, and for that exact reason, outside entities like the Farm and Dairy, the Ranchers Association, so on and so forth, are not letting them get passed through Congress. They just land on the floor, and that's what they say, which is why we're taking them to a state level, trying to get these things passed at a state level, because we can't, with the big lobbyists and big money and deep pockets, get it going through Congress.
And exactly,
and
I want to interject real quick here.
Why we don't have a national anti-bestiality law is because of deep pocket lobbyists in our farm and dairy and ranch.
Oh, yeah, Big Ag is big.
Well, right, and also, y'all, just remember, it all starts at your local county and city level. That's where most of the laws are taking place. So, you know, if you really want to get involved, you need to go to your local city council, your board of supervisors, wherever that is, because that's where you can have the most impact. And that's even if you can't have a big giant rally on June 1st, you have a smaller rally so that those people see you. You know what I mean? Your local people is the most key important thing. And most importantly, we have like Carla Lofton of Paws Across America down in Corpus. You know, she got involved and started, you know, talking to the candidates going, if you want to get elected, you best have Paws Across America endorse you, you know what I mean, for your pro animal. And I had candidates calling me asking for my endorsement. And when you do that, they all start wanting to become pro animal because of the fact, you know, that they all want to get elected. But in the end, what ended up happening is she ended up getting offered a position on the City Council Advisory Committee. So, and that, so the bottom line is, if you don't like the laws in your town, in your city, and what's going on, then you
do
know what?
Something.
You also have the option of going and running yourself. You know, you
there
need
you
to
go.
Get involved.
Exactly.
And go get on the city council.
Go
get on the, you know, advisory board. And, yeah, yep. And then the only thing is, though, but if you don't walk in that door to those meetings and walk in and go, hi, I'm here to be the voice of the animals because they're trapped in puppy mills. You know what I mean? They're being fought by dog fighters. They cannot stand here in front of you today, so I stand here alone today, but I am their voice. You don't have to have 100 people standing next to you to go be their voice.
No.
No,
and
my
Yeah, ladies, I wanted to give out your website before this, because we've got like less than 4 minutes here. Paws Across America Advocacy, everyone. Please jot this down. All these shows are archived, you know, listening worldwide, unlimited listeners. www.pawsacrossamericaadvocacy.com. And Cecilia and Don and the rest of you, I want to really thank you. We're putting my show on there, promoting it on your website. That is awesome. That is great team players. Thank you, Animal Warrior
Sisters.
Thank you. And also on Facebook, check out Paws Across America. Just search it in the Facebook search, and then find your state. And on June 1st, everybody, let your family know, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. You know, if they're off work that day or if they have time to go out there and speak out for the animals, because the animals can't go out there and stand on the state capitals. So please,
even if you
let's do something for them. Yes.
Even if you do something as basic, if you don't have a large group of people backing you up, year before last, my husband and I, sheets and tape, and basically we...
Jennifer, you're cutting out.
Basically, she's trying to say she did a highway sign where you put a banner
right.
over the freeway. You get a permit
okay,
and you go put a banner
yes.
over the freeway.
Right, but
there
two people.
Go.
That works
right.
too.
Yeah, anything.
You
want to
get a message out, just stand over the freeway.
That's right. Or even, you know, just bring attention to it because these
right.
animals need our help. And in every angle out there, you know, that's why – with these radio shows, I'm going to keep going. You know, this is number 169 tonight. I'm going to keep going. I'm on another network.
Yeah.
But we're not
yes.
going to give up.
There
I'm
you
not
go.
Going to get burned
I
out.
I just
I'm
wanted to add
tired.
Real quick.
Yeah, go ahead, because we've got us 30 minutes.
If
right
anybody interested in putting together any kind of march or rally or anything, you go to the website where it says members, join your state group. It's so simple. Donna has set this up so simple. And and then contact one of the admins, me, Jackie, Donna, Jennifer, any of us, and we'll help you get flyers. We'll help you get, you know, a single flyer that you can just pass out, just stand out there and pass out flyers with a sign. And it only takes one person
that
to do that.
Too. Yep. Yep.
That's
flyers
it.
Flyers work, too. Yep.
And
no effort is
down.
Too small.
That's it. And, ladies, we're down to a couple minutes here. This thing's going to shut down on us if we don't watch. But I want to thank you, Donna, for coming on. Everyone, all the audience out there, they'll
thank
be back
you.
On May 17th, Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern time. So if you want to join in, spread the word, you know, pass it on these social media sites. Thank you, Donna, Christina. Jennifer, thank you for calling in. Cecilia,
thank
you for calling in. Jackie, hope you feel better out there. Feel better on that May 17th show. Get your voice out there. And all the audience out there, thank you for tuning in tonight. Hope you come back
next week.
And remember,
call your rep.
Call your representatives, please. We
yeah,
got 9 seconds
and look for all the petitions that are online. There's
That's
a lot
it.
Of petitions right now on Twitter and Facebook and all over that are, you know, opposing this King Amendment. Sign them. Sign them
That's
all.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring it up next show, too, okay? So remember,
perfect.
Get out there. You know, animal lovers unite. Together we stand. Together we fight. Together we win. So, everybody, we can't give up, okay? And next week
Never.
Is St. Lucie. Oh, I'm sorry, the Humane Society of St. Lucie County, David Lynch, will be on speaking. As Voices Care for Animals, Animal Advocates Radio is on every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listening worldwide, unlimited listeners, please spread the word because together we can all make a difference. We got to at least try. Thank you, everyone, for listening tonight.
Thank you, Debbie.
Next week, hey, you're
Thank
so
you,
welcome. And keep spreading the word. And after the show, give it a half hour, be downloading. You can be ready to listen to it and share 24/7, 365 days a year. Thank you, everyone. Have a nice and peaceful evening, and may God bless you all. Good night, ladies.
Thank you, Debbie.
Good night.
Good night, family.
Thank you for all of us together.
Good night, warriors.
Good night, ladies. Bye, warriors.
Good night, warrior sisters.
You too.
Bye,
Thank you.